Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and westmorelandgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. Hard to believe we're talking basketball already as the season is approaching for the teams. And today we are going to be talking Seton Hill University men's basketball with head coach Kendrick Saunders. Coach, good morning. Thanks for coming on again.
TJ, hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you thinking about our program and giving us an opportunity to talk about it. So thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Always a pleasure to have you on. And we have a lot to talk about. First off, this is your fourth year overall as the head coach of the Griffins men's basketball team. It was a 9-19 year in year one, 4-22 in year two. And then, of course, last year with COVID, you guys weren't able to play. We'll get into that more in a moment. But overall, talk about where the program is at this point in your view.
Well, yeah, we, a lot of growth, definitely a lot of growth. First year, we had great young men, especially, we had some older guys in our program. And that first year, we were able to make the playoffs and we tried to push through. And I thought the guys did great. And then year two, we had a huge freshman class. So we had, we had nine freshmen that we brought in on the roster. And going through the PSAC with nine freshmen is tough. It's a process. It's a learning phase. And I thought our guys got better as we continued to, push forward. And then, obviously last year we didn't play. And then now, those guys that were really young and guys that were new to the program have been in the program, now 3 years. They understand a lot more, of what we want to do overall as a program. And it's been great just to see their growth, not only on the court, but off the court as young men. And as they continue to grow in their spiritual faith as being in a place like Seton Hill, but just the overall maturity of those guys over the last 3 years has really been great, and really proud to be able to coach these guys.
Now, obviously, I know the records aren't where you want them to be, but obviously you seem happy and you've seen progress. So does that make you feel optimistic that the program is headed in the right direction in the future?
Definitely. I think, the one thing that I love here about Seton Hill, obviously we have a tremendous amount of support from our administration, but, it's a place where when kids come in, they can kind of put their roots in. They can be here and they can have that consistency. And consistency, helps you each year get better. You continue to get better. You continue to improve. And with that consistency, it makes me very excited. Just the growth, as we continue to grow in our program.
Now, COVID obviously has had effect on everyone, still is. And especially at Seton Hill last season, as I mentioned, there was no winter sports season. It was canceled by the PSAC. So first off, Coach, what was it like just not being able to play a game in 2020?
It was different. It was definitely different. I think, from my standpoint, being in college coaching for 23 years, it was different. It was the first time that we actually couldn't play in games. But what was great is that our kids were on campus and we got a chance to practice. We got a chance to really, build those relationships and build those bonds with our guys and really just getting a chance to get to know, our young men, being away from home and obviously, being in our program. But it gave us an opportunity as a staff to really get to know our young men, to build those relationships, that are going to go beyond basketball. Obviously in this situation where, as a college basketball coach, it's bigger than just putting the ball through the hoop. It's about building the relationships. It's about, helping these young men to be future husbands, be future fathers. And so building those relationships can only help your program. So it was great to see them grow, but it was also tough, I think, for the kids, because I know they really wanted to play, but obviously health is first, and you want to make sure that, that everything is in line, so kids have an opportunity to play this game in a healthy way. And, I want to commend, the PSAC commissioner and our AD, you know, and our president for just making the right calls and making sure our kids stay safe and giving us an opportunity. So now we can have a season this year. So that's so it's been great leadership from top to bottom.
Now, you said you guys were able to practice. I mean, how did you, you know, have to like handle and adjust the practices and things like that, you know, during the COVID situation last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we did, you know, with our kids and everybody, you know, every coach did something probably a little bit different. But what we did with our guys is just kind of slow some things down. I think, you know, when you have the time, you know, with your guys, you know, you have an opportunity to really, really teach. And that was important, you know, really. Making sure our guys understand, you know, the things that we want to be able to do if we ever would get the opportunity, you know, to play. And I think scrimmaging was a part of it, you know, getting them a chance to get up and down and making sure they're having fun with the game. You know, all these kids, you know, when they come to college, they love the game, they're passionate about it, but they got to have fun with it also. So we try to make sure we kept it fun and we could scrimmage amongst, you know, ourselves and just be around each other. And that, you know, I think that builds some really good bonds, you know, with these young men that can go beyond, you know, Seton Hill.
Now, again, I know there's only so much you can do in practices and things like that. And that game experience is just, it's critical. So are you concerned about any rust or setbacks going into this season after not getting to play an actual game last year?
You know, and that's what scrimmages are for. That's what those scrimmages and, that's what those early scrimmages are for. And we've got a good slate of teams that I've measured that we think that can just help us kind of get our legs back.
So, Coach, I hear tomorrow is a big day on campus as you guys are going to have something called Griffin Madness. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, TJ, it's going to be great. It's our Midnight Madness, but it's going to be Sunday, obviously October 17th at 4 p.m. In the McKenna Center. And, you know, we got a lot going on. We have tons of things going on. We have all of our campers from the summer are going to come back, and we got all those guys' T-shirts, and we got posters. We're going to do an autograph session afterward, so we'll do that. We'll have shooting contests with our players and their families and also the campers, so we'll partner them up so they'll get an opportunity to do that. And then we'll have a slam dunk contest, and our administrators are actually going to be the judges, and we'll have a couple rounds, and then our guys are going to have an opportunity to play in the red versus gold game, and we'll do two, you know, 15-minute running clock halves, and then again, once the conclusion of it, we got posters made for all the kids, and you know, we have some different groups coming in, so our guys will take time after, sign autographs, and then spend some time, you know, with the local kids in Greensburg. So it should be great.
Awesome. Again, so that's tomorrow, Griffin Madness, starting at 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir. I'm in the McKenna Center.
Now, I want to go back to 2019 because that was the last time that the team actually competed on the court. Now, that year you guys went 3-19 in the PSAC, 4-22 overall. You know, thoughts on 2019 and what you take away from it?
Yeah, what I took away and what we take away is that it was a great learning opportunity. And you have to use every, you know, you can use the wins as learning opportunity, and you can use the losses as learning opportunities. And I thought our guys grew. I mean, as you look through the, you know, if you look at the stats, if you look through, you know, that entire year, our guys got better. You know, we were young. I mean, we had 9 freshmen mm-hmm. on the roster. You know, playing against, you know, guys that were older and more experienced and very well coached teams. I mean, we have some really, really good coaches in the league. And it was a great year for us because our guys got a chance to see, you know, our freshmen got a taste of it, got a taste of the physicality of the games, got a chance to get a feel for, you know, how the game is refereed. They also had an opportunity just to get a, you know, being away from home for the first time. So all that factors in. And I thought that was great growth. And we learned a lot, you know, about our guys. Our guys learned a lot, you know, about, you know, coaching under playing under us. But they also learned, you know, together as a group, you know, we got to keep continuing to work. We got to keep continuing to get better. And, you know, you hope as time goes on, you learn from the mistakes that we've made and we get better. And we just try to improve, you know, each day. Got to win each day.
Talk about recruiting. How has that gone? And has that been any different during this whole COVID situation?
You know, we just kept our nose to the grindstone and continue to try to, you know, recruit quality young men that will, you know, that will grow in a great environment at Seton Hill as being faith-based. So that's been consistent with us, and that's important. You know, obviously recruiting is always, you know, the lifeblood of the program, and that's been great, and that's been consistent from day one. So we're excited about that and continue to move forward.
Now, I know you have some local guys from the WPIAL on the team. How important is it for local recruiting and getting those local kids to stay here in this area?
You know, as you said, it's great. You know, I think it's important. And we have some guys on our program that play local high school basketball. And that is definitely important. You know, it's important for us to, you know, keep our eyes open and keep our ear to the ground for guys that we think that can contribute, you know, not only the basketball piece, you know, it's important too, but also to the community, you know, at Seton Hill University, which is important. So that's always important. And no matter where you coach at, that's important. You always want to make sure, you know, that the local talent is looked at and evaluated. So that's very, very important to our growth in our program.
Now, has the recruiting process, Coach, been any different? I mean, with COVID, or, you know, kids allowed to come to campus, you know, things like that. What has that been, the whole process been like during this time?
Yeah, you know, when COVID hit, there were several restrictions as they were across the country. You know, there were some periods where you can't bring kids on and you can bring kids on for the health and safety. So a lot of it was important, but a lot of it is you know, it's pretty much the same. You know, you get information on, you know, on prospects. And if you're ahead of the game, as you should, and in recruiting, you know about kids early, you know about kids earlier and earlier and find out about them. So it's just being consistent, you know, with what you do and stick to your recruiting plan, talk with kids, and you go through that process. So to me, it's just, you know, with our staff, we just try to stay consistent and, you know, make sure communication is always important in recruiting. And that was important for us to continue to maintain.
And we've been talking athletics, obviously, but more important is the academics part of this. So how is the team doing away from the court, in the classroom, in the community, things like that?
Yeah, you know, we've been a part of several community service projects. We really, you know, enjoyed working with Hemphill Recreation. That's been really good for our guys. And academically, we did exceptional this last semester. We had guys on the dean's list. We finished in the top, you know, two in the PSAC in basketball. So we've done some really, really good things. You know, I can brag on my guys all day, but they, you know, I think one of the important things about COVID and during that time, it shows the resilience of our young people. And that's not only basketball, but that's just, you know, at Seton Hill University in general, that the young kids are really, really, you know, resilient when it comes to academics. And, you know, and I think our kids in general at Seton Hill face the challenge with COVID and really, really, you know, bat down the hatch, focused on their academics and got better. And our guys, like I said, I was really proud of our guys. I thought they really excelled in the classroom and did really, really great. So I'm proud of that and proud of my kids.
That's good. And I know COVID's pretty much been a negative thing for everyone, but at least we, you know, you're seeing some positives that have come out of it for your team and for the university.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We are talking with Seton Hill University men's basketball coach Kendrick Saunders on DeStefano's Den this morning on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Okay, Coach, I want to move to this season. Now, again, there were no games last year, so I guess how was your official off season going into this upcoming season?
You know, a lot of growth. It's been a lot of growth. You know, and I thought, you know, one thing that was great with our guys when they came back, you know, the maturity level. You know, when guys mature from year to year, or players mature from year to year, you know, there's a difference when they come back, when they leave, and then they come back. You know, they're now, you know, kids are more used to being away from home for the first time. They kind of got a feel, you know, they get a feel to get comfortable with the university. In our practices, guys have been working hard. They've been competing in the weight room, you know, speed and agility, and also on the court. So we're showing some improvement, and the kids are really working. I mean, their focus is to get better every day and to win every day. You know, we talk about, you know, something in our practices, and we talk about all the time, is the gold standard. You know, that's what we kind of hang our hat on, is, you know, there's things that you have to do, you know, every day when you're practicing and on and off the court. If you want to win the day, you know, you got to have that gold standard. And that's just taking care of books in the classroom and how you go about your business as you go around campus and how you treat people. And obviously, always being respectful. But on the court also, you know, are you diving on the floor for loose balls? Are you Are you getting up and down the floor? Are you getting offensive rebounds? Are you doing the little things to contribute to your team? And we've been, you know, the kids have really been working hard, and they bought in, and it's been exciting to coach these guys again. And knowing that we have a games coming up, it's been great.
Definitely. That's motivation enough there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been great. Like I said, the kids have really worked hard, and you can tell the excitement knowing that there's something coming up.
Yes.
There is games coming up, and there's a difference, and it's just healthy, you know, therapy for everyone, knowing that we got games this year.
Definitely. Now, I know you said you had a young team, so obviously you return a lot this year. How many players did you lose from, I guess, well, 2019, 2020, whatever you want to say?
Yeah, Nate Davis, who obviously was phenomenal. Nate Davis was phenomenal for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a 20-point scorer and was all, you know, PSAC. And, you know, that void of scoring the ball and doing that, you know, he was obviously a phenomenal player for us. And I think, you know, with a talent like that, you know, and what we have, you know, coming back, you know, we'll spread it out a little bit more, you know, as far as, you know, different guys. And because I think, you know, with this team, we have different guys who can do different things. So, you know, spreading it out a little bit more and us hopefully still being able to get better and improve as the year goes through.
Now, current roster, first off, are you happy with your numbers and where it is?
Absolutely. 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 I love, you know, we have right now, you know, with our team, we have 18 guys on the roster. And, you know, obviously they're all at different levels, and that's part of our job as coaches is to teach and work with them. But, you know, I love the numbers. I love the guys that we have in our program that we have to continue to develop. And I love the guys who stepped up and who played games before. And I think their leadership has been great. And, you know, they're leading, you know, some of the younger guys because they were there 2 years ago. Now they've kind of been in the program and, you know, they know what's expected. And it's a process. You know, anytime you know, you want to try to move the needle with your program. It takes time, and you got to trust the process, and you got to stay diligent to your work. You know, even as a staff, as I told my staff, when we meet every morning, is that we got to continue to win the day, whatever that means. We got to win the day. We got to make sure we win the day in the weight room. We got to make sure that we win the day on the court. We got to make sure that we teach our guys, you know, on a consistent basis. You know, we got to, you know, all those things are important for us to continue to grow, you know, our basketball program here at Seton Hill University.
Now, I look at the roster. I see there's no seniors on this year's team. You have 7 juniors, 5 sophomores, and 6 freshmen. So I guess you could still be considered a younger team. So tell me about some of the guys that you're looking for to step up, not only as leaders, but as key players this season.
Yeah, you know, I would say I want everybody to get better. You know, that's the truth. You know,
yes.
I want, you know, it's not so much, you know, obviously certain guys will show early, and certain guys have played minutes. You know, Drew Green played every game as a freshman. Jimmy Moon had a phenomenal freshman year. Merrick Paola, you know, obviously had a good freshman year also. So we have some guys who got playing experience, and Samuel Tabe, who played and got experience, Mike Joyner. So all those guys that are juniors now played in games, you know, when they were freshmen. So those guys, all those guys have experience. But we have some guys in the sophomore class also that are really good. So, you know, for me, those older guys, you know, are doing a good job. But we also have some younger guys that are competing every day and being competitive. So. But it's just good to have all those guys back into the mix.
Now, is there going to be, I mean, with a younger group, and is there, you know, competition for playing time, playing spots as you approach the season?
It's all, you know, it's always competitive. You know, anytime you step out onto the floor, you know, in practice, you know, those guys know that you got to compete. And that's learning how to play, you know, with consistency every day in practice. You know, you got to come, you got to bring it, you have to be consistent. And, you know, they got to demand the best from each other as we demand the best from those guys. So every day is competition. You know, we compete every day when we practice and early here in the preseason. And that builds momentum for our guys. That gets them better. It gives them an understanding of how the game is played. I mean, and, you know, the PSAC is one of the top, you know,
yes.
You know, leagues in the country. So every night, you know, is competitive. So you have to build that mentality every day of practice, and hats off to our kids. You know, they've been committed. You know, those guys came in as freshmen and have committed and stayed committed to what we're doing, and it's a process. You know, it's about just growing every, you know, you got to grow every day. You know, how do you get better every day? Are you getting better in the classroom? Are you getting better in your spiritual faith? Obviously that's important. And are you getting better as a basketball player? You know, so to me, it's the entire package of them growing as young men.
And perfect segues. We're going to talk competition. We'll start with the PSAC. Your division, the West, you know, tough. IUP, Mercyhurst, Pitt Johnstown, CalU, Gannon, Slippery Rock, Clarion, and Edinburgh. And over in the East, Shippensburg, East Stroudsburg, Westchester, Millersville, Shepherd, Lockhaven, Kutztown, Bloomsburg, and Mansfield. So just give me your thoughts overall on the conference as a whole, Coach.
Well, first off, we have tremendous coaches. The coaches that are in this league are phenomenal. One, they're great people, but also they're very good coaches. And, you know, with that being said, you know, they get their teams ready to play. You know, there's not one game in the PSAC, either it's on the East or the West, that you'll go into that the coaches aren't prepared. The teams are prepared, which is great, and I think it's good competition. It's great competition, but the players are prepared, the team is prepared, the coaches are prepared. Coaches do a great job of scouting in the league. So to me, you know, from my experience, it's one of the best leagues in the entire country, and it's great. You know, it's great every night to, you know, to game plan and scheme and go out and see what you can do against the best.
Now, you guys will open the season November 12th and 13th in the MEC-PSAC Challenge. And on the 12th, you'll play Alderson-Broadus. That's going to be, both of these games will be at Slippery Rock. And then on the 13th, Notre Dame College of Ohio. So, you know, talk a little bit about this tournament and the teams you're going to be facing.
Yeah, when I got the call that, you know, there was an opening for the tournament, you know, we were excited. Obviously, we'd love to get some crossover to try to get prepared, you know, obviously for our league. And it should be a great setting. You know, Slippery Rock has a great gym, and you know, it should be a good opportunity to compete. You know, finally, you know,
yes.
Get a chance against competition. So you know, it's going to be a great tournament. Those guys do a great job, and they run a well, you know, organized organization over there. So, you know, when we got an opportunity that, hey, look, we'd love to have you over and compete, I was 2 feet in. Let's go. Let's play. And our guys, you know, it's so much more about just like the therapy of getting a chance to compete and, you know, getting a chance to coach and after a year and 6 months off,
mm-hmm.
you know, with, you know, it's therapy and you know, we need it. I think we need it, you know, overall as a program.
And I'm sure the guys are probably tired of playing themselves against each other in scrimmages.
it's cool. You know, obviously as coaches, we got to change it up.
Yeah.
Make situations different. But, you know, after a while, you know, your roommate's moves, you know what he can do
mm-hmm.
on the court. So I'm sure everybody's trying to hold everybody to 0-0 on the court.
Yes. So those are your first two games. And then your other non-conference games are going to be West Virginia Wesleyan, Davison Elkins, and Salem. So, you know, five non-conference games. And I think we mentioned this a little bit earlier. So, you know, obviously you're looking to see a lot here in these first five games before you guys enter PSAC play.
For sure. You know, those games I think can be a good opportunity for us to compete against, you know, really good teams and get a chance to, you know, get prepared, you know, for the PSAC, which will be tough. And, you know, like I said, all the coaches, I think with everyone, you know, with all the coaches of all the universities that are, you know, that were looking for games, it's like, hey, we want to be able to play, you know,
yeah.
And those guys played last year, but I think, you know, this year was so much about, hey, let's get good games. Let's try to, you know, let's work, let's play, let's, you know, if we travel, you come to us, we'll come to you. It was a really, you know, open and friendly, you know, opportunities to get a chance to play some teams. And, you know, everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to get out and have it official. So the scheduling was a little bit easier probably than in the past as far as making sure that we can get games and get them on time.
And something else that when I looked at your schedule, Coach, is going to be tough and a challenge. Six of your first seven games are on the road. So obviously a challenge, but how do you think that's going to help the team, you know, going forward?
Well, you know, as you said, and I'm going to be funny, but as you said, you know, we didn't play a game, you know,
mm-hmm.
last year. So getting off campus should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be fun for the kids. And just being able to, you know, get on the bus and see some different schools, you know, and see some different, coaches and then just get, you know, again, just driving in the bus, you know, yeah. Sometimes that can help just mentality wise and just, you know, just opening your mind up. And I think it's, you know, for me, that is great for our guys. You know, we were on campus all year last year, which was great, obviously, for health and safety. But, you know, having an opportunity to kind of get off campus a little bit, I think that'll be just as equally as good for our guys to get a chance to be off campus and you know, just kind of be somewhere else for a little bit. So it should be great.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's, you know, as you look back on this, yeah, we're talking about this kind of stuff now, you know, going on a bus, leaving campus, and it does sound funny, but I mean, that's just the reality after, you know, what everybody has been through, you know, this past year.
Absolutely. I mean, and like you said, you know, we talked this, you know, it's the little things.
Mm-hmm.
And our guys saw the schedule, like, oh man, okay, we get a chance to go here, we get a chance, you know,
yeah.
So, and just kind of watching them, it's like the excitement of being able to be able to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, to make sure that, you know, and obviously we have protocols to make sure that,
yeah.
that both teams are healthy. And like I said, the PSAC and the NCAA, you know, have great, great restrictions to make sure that we're all healthy and that we can be able to play this game that we all love. But it's, you know, it's just a good feeling to see our kids excited about being able to be able to play again.
So after your first five non-conference games, the PSAC grind will begin on December 3rd at East Stroudsburg. So that's when, I guess, all the games officially count.
Getting a chance to get back and, you know, and play in the crossover, it should be fun. You know, they have a great program. They have a good coach who's been there and has won some games and done some really good things. So I think it's a great, you know, segue for us to get a chance to compete against really good competition and, you know, and for our staff to try to get prepared, you know, to prepare against some really good coaches also.
And then I see on January 8th, I guess your PAC West first game is going to be at home against Mercyhurst.
Yeah, and they're tough. You know, they obviously, again, you know, reiterate, I can say that about everybody. You know, they've got a really, really, really good basketball program and a really good coach. So, you know, being able to kind of test the waters on the East and then come back West and go, you know, be able to go back and forth, it'll be great for us. And, you know, I'm excited. Like I said, I can't say enough about the excitement of just getting a chance to play again.
And, Coach, as we get ready to wrap up here, just give me your goals for this season.
You know, number one, stay healthy. You know, I think, you know, especially even kind of, you know, for us getting back into the mix with playing, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, all bodies involved, you know, on both teams, you know, can stay healthy. And then, you know, individually with my team is that we just continue to grow, you know, each day as we're growing right now, that we get better, that we improve, understand how to compete on a consistent basis. You know, and that's what I'm looking for. Those are the big goals, that we can win every day, you know, regardless of whatever that is. We got to win every day. And that we're, you know, we keep our kids and hold them accountable for, you know, for things. And that's important, you know, and we just got to get better is the biggest goal. Can we get better every day? Can we win the day? And can we progress that way? You know, and I think that if you win the day and there's accountability and we work hard, you know, the results will be what they are. You know, and we got to work hard and we got to get better.
Coach, thanks as always for the time. I appreciate you coming on and best of luck to you and the Griffins in the upcoming season.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate you having me.
Always a pleasure to have you. You're very welcome. And that was Seton Hill University men's basketball coach Kendrick Saunders. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next Saturday on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.